Executive Director of the Source Center for Human Rights and Civic Education, Dr. Ibrahim Zikirulai, says most of the loans taken by the government were collected without proper scrutiny. That is true. Mm. And oversight. It is unjustifiable that 18 days to the end of the tenure, 18 days, they want to go ahead to plunge Nigeria into further unsustainable debt. Kayode Ajulo, who is a constitutional lawyer, he says that why is the president borrowing money he can't pay back? Why is he borrowing money for the next administration? The Senate should defer the approval till a new administration is sworn in, and so on and so forth. Good luck to Nigeria. And unfortunately, when I was saying 2 days ago that I wasn't interested in anything National Assembly, people probably didn't understand. From the word go, from the set go, you shouldn't have a Senate president or a speaker who is in concert with the president. And here these senators are looking towards the president to give them a Senate, a Senate president. Wherein lies the balance? That's why you would have this kind of request being made. If you had a strong, independent Senate, no government would even contemplate this in the first instance. But guess what? If care is not taken, it might just very well see through. Let's move to the next one.
Yes, and our next story is still Daily Trust newspaper, coming from Daily Trust, page 10. Tinubu left for Europe to reduce distraction, spokesperson.
Nah. Listen, let's all stop this. Let's stop this. And Tinubu needs some. This is where I remember Angela Ajetunmobi, who said that this government will keep explaining everything that it does, would need to explain. What we do know is that he has a medical problem. You can't run away from that. And his doctors are abroad. You can't run away from that. If he's going for treatment, he's going for treatment. I don't like all these boogies to reduce distraction. He says here, one of Tinubu's aides disclosed this. He said Tinubu left Abuja with some of his key aides. He will use the opportunity of the trip to fine-tune the transition plans and programs and his policy options. He can go to Calabar. He needs to be on ground now. He can go to Calabar. He can go to, what's this place now? I think Buhari went there also.
Where is it?
This place in Calabar now.
Obudu.
Obudu. Okay. Yes, there are so many places. Okay. He's now president-elect. They can lock him up in a military base, and only those who want to see him can see him. So this idea of going to Europe, if this is the style of governance, heaven help us all. The other reason that is occurring to me is that Sheikh Oshikwe, I hope it's not that Baba is trying to avoid being put in the witness box at this electoral tribunal things. I don't know how it works. I'd have loved if I could ask a lawyer that would his personal presence be needed. Obi is there. He sent somebody to represent him. No, you should come yourself if you want to. But for God's sake, when you are going to throw out these things, learn that and know that there are people who are intelligent and can see through these things. So you have to work harder. I don't like this back and forth. I don't like it. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look right. You know, your president. I don't even like the fact that he's receiving treatment abroad. That's a security risk. Only God knows what kind of abere these people can put through his body. We fear for that. Because there are all kinds of things. I remember, what's his name now? Blade was here. There are all kinds of injections that are given to somebody. It can even determine his behavioral pattern and so on and so forth. Mm. So I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work out, in all honesty. He just came back not up to a week ago.
About two weeks ago.
No. Tell us what it is. Once you tell us what it is, we will rant, we will huff and puff, we won't blow the house down. But at least we will have that satisfaction that nobody is thinking that all Nigerians are stupid. We are not. And a man has to buckle up and go and look for stronger reasons why his principal keeps going up and down like a yo-yo to the Western world. He's president-elect of Nigeria. By now, all consultations and whatever should be done here. He says during the visit, the president-elect will engage with investors and other key allies. Excuse me, investors will come here. That's the way it works. It's not yet time for you to say you are going anywhere. You are not yet the president. But I can assure you, Those who mean to do business with Nigeria already, he's seen them and they're probably coming here. So that doesn't, it doesn't hold water. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. He's holding investors and other key allies with the goal of marketing investment opportunities in the country. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I don't believe all this. Let's stop this. Already meetings with multi-sectoral actors in Europe's business community, including manufacturing, agri tech, and energy. I beg second base, Jerry.
Let's take the next story here. That's from the Punch newspaper on page 6, and it reads: Lagos State Government engages steel makers to end building collapse.
Again, another PR disaster. Building collapse is not because you can't get good steel. Building collapse happens because people deliberately cut corners. That's where the solution lies in naming them and shaming them and making sure that they face the punishment according to the law to set an example. Why is it that most of these buildings that go down, they are not the mansions that people want to live in? Why are these houses always houses you want to give out to other people? So this, again, who said this now? The Director General of Safety Commission, Modula, and he said they're training 60 workers. That is good, but please don't tell us that to prevent building collapse. Building collapse is deliberate. People are cutting corners. We have the materials. We have the expertise. It's the greed of the elite that is causing this. And their own mansions don't go down. Their own mansions don't go down. Usually, you find it's always like developer, trying to squeeze people into a house that is not properly structured and cutting corners and making money. That's where the problem lies. So if you want to train, yes, it's nice that you want to train people, but please don't tell us that it's to end building collapse. To end building collapse, go after them. By now, we'll be making so much noise, we expect that, okay, the latest one at least, this latest one, you should be telling us who owns the place, who is the builder, who has compromised what. But it will go through the same. You set up a panel, you won't know who owns what, you won't know who did what. They will present this thing to the governor in camera, in front of cameras and so on and so forth, and it ends there, and bingo. Not up to another 1 month, another one is going down. I think we've about said enough of this. And the same thing with noise pollution. The story says that the Lagos State has called on concerned parties involved in environmental matters in the state to contribute towards realization of a peaceful and secure environment that aligns with the vision of a smart city. That this was Tunji Bello talking about noise pollution. Noise pollution, to eradicate it, is very simple. Make examples of people. It's as simple as that. And LASEPA started on quite well, but I suspect that political considerations got involved somewhere along the line. And the same thing with the environment. I've always said that, look, instead of chasing people who mess up the environment, go after owners of houses in front of where all these things take place and the land. By the time you seize one or two houses and turn it to the public library, or you seize land and build low-cost housing in certain areas, people will sit up. After all, these people, they go to Europe, they go everywhere, you dare not drop a piece of paper. I don't know about Benin Republic of now, but Benin Republic that I used to go years back, you drop a piece of paper, you sweep the road. You need to make examples of people. Look at traffic. Traffic is a complete mess. What I saw yesterday going and coming from Surulere was unimaginable. And a lot of it centered on indiscipline. Ijora, I keep saying, Ijora now, there's a village coming up in Ijora by that National Theater axis. They are now even building some structures with blocks. The government should act now. Under the bridges have become a mini estate. Okay, so tomorrow now, when it becomes impossible and you want to raid, is now they're trying to raid the beachfront at Igbefun and those areas.
Yeah.
Now everybody's
the coastal area.
The coastal areas. Everybody's saying that the government is wicked. But you could have nipped this in the bud. We're now giving you notice. Ijora, and most of them are under the bridge. You know that axis, I said, Philip, Sheriff, when you turn as if you want to go to Apapa, look to your left.
The left.
Yes, by the National Theatre. Mm. Look to your right and look to your left. Even by the Waterhouse, I saw one or two structures with blocks.
Mm.
With blocks. And the community is coming up there. These are the things we need to do. It's not all these. It's not symposium or whatever. It's action in the right direction.
If you're just joining us to work, you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. We're live now. Apologies for the late start. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. That's how you can join us on those two platforms. Now, let's drop Daily Trust. Let's go to The Punch. We have this story on page 13 of The Punch. Editors hail court for declaring NBC fines illegal.
Me too. I hail the court. Hail them now.
I hate them.
They saved you some money.
I hate them.
In all honesty, the spirit of the Broadcasting Commission from the onset, which I was slightly a part of, the spirit has been breached by political considerations. Mm. Now, the NBC was set up in the military era. And I think the first head was Peter Enahoro, of blessed memory, who just passed on. But over time, I suspect that because I've worked with people in the NBC. I've worked with them over time in the course of my work, you know, over the years. And I know and suspect that they work a lot from political pressure. And this hopefully would make their work... because look at the recent one that happened. Somebody writes a letter, issues a directive to more or less like that, and bingo, a fine props up. And you cannot, it's just not fair for you to be the prosecutor, the jury, without even giving the defender. And these fines usually come without much defense. You know, you're not given much allowance for defense. It will help, this would even help the NBC be more of a professional unit. The NBC was not set up to be the class prefect for the media, you know, whereby every sentence and every line is examined thoroughly. Rather, their primary and immediate function is to guide the media and not to be punitive. It's to guide the media, to make sure that we have a robust media. And if there's any infraction, I've always believed that it should go to court. You can't sit back and just fine, arbitrarily. So I'm glad. And I hope the NBC too will take this in good faith and not bother to appeal this judgment. Because if that happens, it means that, okay, so they would really like to continue with this process of fining. Like I said, it will make their job better. We understand the political shenanigans that happens in this job. We understand that every director in the NBC fears that telephone call from the minister. But this would make his job easier. Sorry, sir, this is... we need to strengthen political positions in the country. Not just political positions, even government, people who have appointments. We need to strengthen to make sure that they can't lose their jobs arbitrarily. They can stand up to anybody. And this is coming at the right time. This is coming at the right time because of the suspicion that some of us have that we already had our fears. That going from now, probably for the next 4 or 8 years, only God knows what we'll be facing in this job. And it's only a fair and just system, a fair and just environment that can make this country move forward, irrespective of whether somebody's ox is God or not. We must always think of country first. Unfortunately, in this country, you have to think of the leader first, too. Whether you are for or against him, you have to think. I will never forget, God bless his soul, my lawyer, I had a lawyer in a particular case. And there was something that was instructive that he kept saying. Because even not being a lawyer, I knew what the law said about this particular issue.
Hmm.
But you know what he would always say?
What's that?
He said, Jimmy, you don't know the mind of the judge. That sentence... It is swollen. Owusino. How do you say owusino in English?
Owusino in English.
Translate it for me.
Oswollen. Oswollen.
Oswollen.
Oswollen
inside.
It's heavy. It's loaded.
And look, you see, people in government should realize that you won't be there forever. Some of the things you do for your own personal whatever is going to come back to haunt you. Let us all resolve to build a nation that works for almost, no nation works for everybody, no environment does that. But the majority of the people, and even for those who is not working for, would have hope in the system.
Mm.
But some of the things that we see, like this loan that the government wants to take, how come no senator stood up yesterday vehemently to say that no, it shouldn't happen? It's because, and I will tell you the truth, it's because as soon as it was announced yesterday, it won't be impossible that you'll find them rushing to send in their own list of beneficiaries. Oh, yes. It's a racket.
They said they have a register.
Who is your name on the register?
No, my name is not there.
Are you not?
I possibly don't need it.
Why don't you? Everybody that could do with 5K every month.
No, you can't.
What do you mean?
But you can't.
How? What do you mean? No. I'm an elderly man. I'm a pensioner.
No, you are not. You are not a pensioner.
What am I?
You are here in this studio now working.
This is past time.
But it's work. It's work now.
But I'm not a salary earner.
But you are not a pensioner either.
I'm a stipend earner. Well, we don't now want to say what that stipend is.
I was going to go there. Like,
I beat you to it. I beat you to it. But Omo, if you hear the level of fraud that was in that trader money, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, but how do you track such a money? I mean, how?
You don't have.
It's cash you're giving to people. How do you track it?
Like I said, you know, we borrow things without thinking. In the United Kingdom, over the years, for example, if you are on benefits, only God knows how many years back, it is so well guarded. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's so well monitored. So if tomorrow the UK government says that we want to give money to the vulnerable, they already have a working list of vulnerable people. Mm-hmm. Not a list that was put together for a list that was put together for an exercise.
You know the funny thing about this social safety net, whatever register they call it, is we don't know whether they reveal this register to know who amongst the people on this list is still alive or has left that demographic.
How many you want to give in a country of 200 million? Okay, you say you want to give 10 million
homes.
Are you telling me that it's only 10? It's 10 million homes that are vulnerable? How did you do it?
According to them,
if you are not careful, Lagos State alone can sink that 10 million
of
people. Yes. Lagos State alone can sink. By the time you take 10 households in Ilasa Maja and all those densely populated areas.
I mean, we can't rule out fraud. A very good example is Salim Aman, the former Minister of Works under Buhari. He's been detained right now because what did he do? He chopped 22 billion.
And why would you be doing this 18 days?
Yeah. So my best guess will be that perhaps they're not going to touch the money. Perhaps they just want to secure, because it may take National Assembly, the 10th Assembly, sometime for them to settle down all of those things. Perhaps they want to secure the approval of this Assembly now. So the incoming has just come in. They have the money already. Then they can dispense the money whenever they're ready.
Are you sure this is not retroactive? Are you sure government hasn't spent money?
No, they have not.
Anything can happen in Nigeria. Because the kind of things you hear in fraud and how they take place, anything can happen in Nigeria. This money could just be on standby.
Yeah.
It's headed in one, most of it is headed in one direction, probably.
Probably. So. Probably. Let's take our next story, Jerry. This Vanguard story reads, 10th National Assembly leadership, senators elect, reps elect, move for open contest.
That's what it should be. Okay, there'll be workings behind, but you all don't gravitate towards the man we want you to cross-check. People don't understand what the National Assembly is supposed to be doing. Oh, the president has now agreed that it should go to the South with the party. The president officially should not even be involved. He can work from the back end. But to make him everybody, like I said, everybody, you don't know the mind of the president. You are watching him. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even at state level, it's the same. So we don't have any balance in governance. And the judiciary, well, let me leave that one. And the media to a large extent has been heavily compromised. I will continue to say that, heavily compromised. I mean, so we're very close to the dictatorship.
Close, Abby?
Very, very close to it. We're lying about democracy. We're very, very close to a dictatorship. How many state assemblies have ever stood up to a governor?
We may never see one.
Never see one. Because the speaker himself, as soon as he's appointed, after the photographer has gone, Omar Fidobale
Lefun, governor. Straight.
Excellency, thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. And then immediately the cars will come. Mm. Yeah. Sad. Anyway, what he says here is there's a lot of fighting going on and so forth. I am sorry. In all what I've seen, I don't know how the Southeast are going to organize themselves to get a piece of this leadership pie.
I don't know
how they're going to do it.
I've looked at the arrangement of the anointed leadership people by the All Progressives Congress. And even me personally, that I'm not a member of the party, I feel cheated.
I feel cheated. I'm glad you said that. You see, we are, because of people's personal prejudices, we are digging a very deep hole in that area. The Southeast had a very rough whatever. People wonder, what is my business there? My business is, I want a Nigeria that works. I want a Nigeria that is peaceful. If Nigeria works and is peaceful, I can develop. It's a simple logic.
It's for everybody's benefit.
So it's not a matter of pandering to what? No. We must have a country that works and is seen to be fair to all. It's the same thing. The other day, people went on a binge when we observed that. So it was a caller that called in and observed that, there's nobody from the Southeast area
in the list of justices.
And some people went insulting me, saying all kinds of things. But it's the truth. We cannot run away from who we are.
It's got to be said.
It has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. But even at that too, the political equation in the Southeast itself has to be tidied up.
Yeah.
You must put your best leg forward. Well, you're talking about people who in the past had gone to attend launching ceremonies and had gone with a box full of fake notes. You don't remember this?
Oh, deep gone.
You know, I think one of these days I'll have a session in I'll go and end TBS so that we can talk. There will be no rules. So I can talk to my
You can start a podcast now.
No, I don't want the podcast.
You don't want that one.
I just want some we'll talk for 2 hours and everybody will go home. I don't want podcasts that will now keep circulating and people will say, oh, he has an interest in this.
Hey, but they can record you even in that one too.
Hey, it will not be clear. Need that
Kini. You have not seen spy cameras before. They will zoom in into your mouth. Go.
I honestly wish one could find a forum where you can talk to our people who themselves will be open-minded. Look at some people just support a party or a kind or someone. They just support them without putting on a reasoning cap, but maybe they don't have that reasoning cap.
Just maybe.
Because you will remember, you will remember the proverb that says that the person who has a head has no cap. The person who has a cap has no head. And on that note, can I go take a coffee?
Yes, we can go. Lagos, that's our show this morning. Thank you all for being a part of it. Thank you, sir, for coming.
All right.
We'll take a break now. When we return, we'll talk Mental Health Awareness Month. It's next on the Crossfire Health Thursday.
It's midnight. You're on an important call. Suddenly you hear...
You have 1 minute remaining.
You quickly check your wallet. And there's no cash. What if you could recharge without cash and even get some bonus? No on credit? No problem. Recharge your MTN line by downloading my MTN NG app. Or dial *904# to buy airtime directly from your bank account anytime, any day. And enjoy a 15% bonus on every recharge. Yes.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not